Chapter 7. The Search Continues. Caliban. To the casual observer, the conclave of individuals gathering in a near-forgotten dungeon on the outskirts of Stormhold might have looked suspicious. The four space marines arrived separately, robed and cowled in heavy cloth. Their bulk was impossible to hide, even without warplate, but they moved with quiet ease down the brick-lined passages of the ancient sublevel. They came together in the light of a few candles in a circular chamber beneath the northern wall of Caliban's third largest city. The four warriors arrived in silence and remained unspeaking for some time. To the casual observer, such would have been the scene. To Vasago, the gathering was anything but covert. The Psyker had brought his fellow librarians to this place to escape the mental noise of Stormhold's 4 million souls. The age-old stones around the Psykers acted as a buffer against the whirling thoughts of the masses of humanity above. Here, they were closer to the stone of Caliban, the roots of the mountains. There might have been silence to the ears, but to any observer with psychic sense, the agitation and concern of the gathering brothers was like a babble that washed down the dilapidated passages. Like a bow wave before a ship, the thoughts of Vasago's gifted brethren moved ahead of them, betraying their presence. There was much to worry the Psykers, but Vasago did his best to quiet their concerns with an aura of calm and authority. His mind touched briefly on each of his three companions, reminding them to calm their thoughts, to be the serene pool into which the power of the warp would swell. "It is difficult," Tandarian replied to this psychic easing, his words conveyed by thought, not sound. "All around us the warp roils and swirls. How do we keep that anarchy from entering our minds?" "With practice," Vasago answered, "with strength. These are lessons Master Israfael taught us. Why do you forget them now?" "Master Israfael is dead. Master Zahariel is missing." Brother Carthaeus was the youngest and newest of their company, his talent discovered only 10 years before. His jade eyes and fair hair made him look remarkably like the lion, unusually pale among the bloodstock of Caliban. Carthaeus's thoughts were jittery, jumping from one thing to the next. "The ships were detected. Why do they not contact us?" "Calm extends from within," Vasago told them sternly. "Cease the pointless speculation of these things. Focus your thoughts on our purpose." "We have tried to find Master Zahariel before. Why do you think we will succeed this time?" asked Brother Athadriel. "When will you accept the truth of what has happened?" "Master Zahariel is dead, most likely murdered by that traitor, Lord Cypher." "Why?" asked Carthaeus. "Lord Cypher obeys Luther. Why would the Grand Master wish our leader disposed of? To what end?"
"Perhaps the Lord Cypher did not act on the orders of Sir Luther, but to protect his own position out of jealousy," suggested Tandarian. "Master Zahariel said that Luther was relying heavily on the work of this company."
"Zahariel is alive," Vasago sent a pulse of admonishment with the thought, silencing the others. "We have come to Stormhold to be closer to the ruins of the Northwilds. If we cannot locate him from here, our next step will be to travel to the Northwilds Arcology itself."
"If our intent is supported by Sir Luther, why do we conduct our rituals in secret?" asked Tandarian.
"Knowledge of our powers needs to be closely guarded, brother. Others would seek to control us, to manipulate us to their ends. It is common for the mundane to be fearful and jealous of Psykers. It serves no purpose to flaunt our abilities openly."
"And this Edict of Nicaea, of course," added Athadriel. "Our company is still banned under threat of censure from the Emperor. That Luther bade us continue in our extraordinary duties is already an act of treason against the throne."
This sobering fact quieted the mental tumult as the group were united by a singular unease at this thought. Vasago used the lull to try once more to focus his brothers on the task at hand.
"We must search for the trail," he announced. "I shall ride as the horseman. Tandarian bears the spear.
Athadriel and Carthias are the hounds. There was no more dissent, and the other psykers fell to their familiar roles, conjoining their powers through Varsago. As the strongest of them, though far inferior to Zahariel, he bore the brunt of the psychic shock as power poured from the warp into the minds of the librarians. Each was trained in deflecting that power, harnessing its passing strength, but Varsago was like a reservoir, taking all of the energy from their damned minds to direct into a single conjuration. He pictured himself on Caliban as was, riding through the forests like a knight-errant seeking one of the great beasts. The combined power of his brothers was the black destrier between his legs, the mind of Tandarian, a broad-headed golden spear held aloft in his hands. Carthias and Athadriel followed behind, loping along as smooth-coated coursers, ready to chase down any spoor they encountered. The illusion carried his thoughts out from the grey-walled castle of Stormhold and into the deep forest, heading north along the mountain valleys. Athadriel and Carthias streaked ahead to pick up whatever scent they could find of Zahariel. He had been here. The shuttle log showed as much. The Master Magus had left with Lord Cypher by special command of Sar Luther. Their destination had been listed as Windmere, but the psychic trail led in the opposite direction, into the Northwilds. Varsago slowed, calling back his hounds so that they might scour the track with more rigour. Across Caliban, the warp was imprinted like a layer of snow that only the psychically gifted could see. The footprints and drag marks and crisscross of trails recorded a hidden past. Beneath them, the frozen mud captured a yet older history, and down into the rocks themselves, it was possible to feel the echoes of what had been from before the time of the Lion, even to the days of Alderuk's founding. It was tempting to get dragged down into those depths to explore the hidden roots of Caliban, but Varsago chained his curiosity, pulling tight the reins of his imaginary destrier. Around the Northwilds, it was as though a blizzard had passed, obliterating almost all previous signs. The faintest of traces remained of Zahariel's passing, like two lines of footprints, so shallow they were barely discernible. Both entered, only one departed. Varsago wanted to push on, but felt resistance. The hounds were before him, hackles raised, teeth bared, chests emanating deep growls. The knight raised his eyes from the path and saw a figure stood before him, clad in armour chased with green, a cloak and hood of leaves swathing him. A naked sword with an emerald blade flashed in the sunlight. Shocked, Varsago dispensed with the conjuration, letting the illusion fall into splinters around him, leaving the four psykers standing in a circle facing each other. They hurriedly turned as one towards the door. A solitary figure stood there, one hand resting on the pommel of his blade, the other lightly placed on the grip of a bolter at his other hip. He wore powered warplate, painted black and marked with the sigil of the Order, a red sword vertical over a white escutcheon. Much was covered with a heavy green robe, tied at the waist with a white loop of rope, as free of blazon as the armour.
"Lord Cypher," Varsago forced the words through gritted teeth.
"Brother Varsago," replied the warrior, known to act as Luther's right hand. "I believe you were told by the Grand Master to concentrate your efforts on identifying the ships that have broken warp. Yet here I find you have slunk away from Alderuk on some quiet errand."
"It is no business of yours," said Varsago. "Regardless, we continue to seek Master Zahariel, an effort that would gain Sir Luther's approval."
"It is not for you to decide what would or would not be to the liking of the Grand Master. These rites are dangerous."
"What would you know of the dangers of warpcraft?" said Tandarian. "Your mind is as blank as fresh vellum."
"To that point, how was it that you blocked my projection?"
Varsago sent a wordless command to his companions, who stepped to the left and right, forming a line in front of Lord Cypher.
"Have you concealed something from us? From the Lords of the Legion? That would be a very serious matter."
"It would," said Lord Cypher. "However, the power to interrupt your ritual was not mine. It was borrowed."
Before anyone could ask from whom Lord Cypher might borrow psychic power, the chamber underwent a subtle change. Visago could not pinpoint exactly what had happened or when, but it felt very much like a door being quietly closed, cutting off the sound from a neighbouring room. One moment, everything was normal. The next, he felt his psychic sense muffled. Half a dozen figures had appeared in the shadows between the pools of candlelight. Each was no taller than waist high to the Space Marines, clad in a deep robe that showed nothing of the face or hands. Six pairs of eyes glowed scarlet in the gloom. Watchers in the dark. As much part of Alderuk and the Order as stone walls and bolt guns. Visago had never before heard of them venturing beyond the fortress of the Order, and their presence was deeply unsettling.
He mastered his discomfort. No disrespect was meant, Lord Cipher. Forgive my confrontational attitude. You took us unawares, and returning from the midst of a psyquest leaves one's nerves in disarray.
I see, Lord Cipher relaxed, his hands moving from his weapons. A misunderstanding.
As imperceptibly as they had arrived, the watchers were gone, visibly at least. On the very edge of awareness, Visago could still feel them, like the echo of old footfalls heard through a wall. Or perhaps it was the sound of someone approaching from afar but yet to be seen. Past and future seemed blurred.
We will concentrate our efforts on establishing contact with the arriving ships, said Visago. I cannot give you much hope, Lord Cipher. It would require another of our special talent to receive such messages at this distance, and no means other than conventional communication to reply. Since we have received no contact, mundane or otherwise, it's reasonable to conclude that the ships are not willing or able to send a message. It was the reason I thought it prudent to locate Master Zahariel. He is the most powerful of our company, and might succeed where we have failed.
Lord Cipher looked from the face of one psyker to the next, gauging each of them in turn.
I see. Should you contact Master Zahariel, or otherwise discover what has happened to him, you will inform Sir Luther immediately.
Visago thought about the Watchers. If they were assisting Lord Cipher, there was very little that would pass within the walls of Alderuk unknown to Luther's right hand.
Of course, the librarian assured Lord Cipher. We serve the Order and Caliban. I have a gunship waiting, said Lord Cipher, turning slightly to invite them towards the arch door. Unless you have anything else to keep you in Stormhold?
The psykers did not look at each other, but exchanged the mental equivalent of nervous glances. Without comment, Visago stepped towards the door, and the others followed.